Welcome to episode 27, Increase Your Business Revenue by 10X by Diversifying Your Marketing Efforts.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello and welcome to episode 27. Today, we're going to interview Ryan Cooper of Plural, which is a direct response agency in the health and financial space. Last week, I was talking to Ryan about learning more about direct response, which is something I haven't heard a lot about. And I think everyone has heard the term, but maybe isn't so familiar with it. So I thought it might be a really interesting topic for the PR Playbook podcast. So today, Ryan's going to tell us a little bit more about direct response and why you should use it, if you should use it. So first, thank you for joining me today, Ryan. It's great to have you on the PR Playbook podcast.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So I think the first thing also, we would love to get a little bit of background on you and what you're doing at Plural.
Yeah. So my background is a little bit interesting. Before this, I was actually in healthcare business administration, and a complete 90 degree, or in this case, 180 turn. About 4 years ago, I got into the direct response industry, and over time, developed connections with some really important people that are important to me, and very talented copywriters from various backgrounds. And we came together and we decided, why don't we do this together? In this case, and now we can get into the type of marketing it is, but in some cases, six heads is better than one, and we can offer a lot of value to clients, by doing a collaborative effort. So, that's where we're at with Plural.
Cool. And you're the co-founder, correct?
Correct. One of six.
One of six. Oh, so you guys are all co-founding. That's an interesting startup story.
Yeah. If you would have told me a couple of years ago that we were going to have six co-founders of a corporation, I probably would have said it was a bad idea. But this this somehow just works, and I can't really explain in a quick answer why.
No, that makes sense. I'm sure you guys all bring some different value to the table. So that sounds cool. So I think the first thing is, can you break down direct response marketing? What is it exactly?
Yeah, direct response marketing essentially is a strategy designed to get an immediate conversion. Basically, you can either take warm traffic or cold traffic. And what I mean by that is cold traffic is someone coming directly from like a Google or Facebook ad or other ad network. Warm traffic meaning and you're already on an email list. And you're getting this offer, and it takes the prospect through a journey. And that journey is essentially a platform that generally consists of a sales landing page, or more popular nowadays is a video sales letter presentation, which can be anywhere from about 10 to 45 minutes. It's called long form copies or long form promos. And the key with direct response marketing is it's immediately measurable. You generally get the result very fast, and you can track your ROI very, very closely.
Yeah. So I was reading a little bit about direct response, just what it is, like how people define it. And I did notice that. And I just thought that this was crazy. Like, you're talking about the long form content. Who watches a 45-minute video? And one of the things we talked about was like that it was very similar to like maybe infomercials. So how would it be different than an infomercial?
It really depends on the overall format. There are certain beats that kind of go into an infomercial, mm-hmm. But direct response has actually been around for a very long time. It started with sales letters, which a lot of people call it junk mail. Because it's really not meant for a broad market for the most part. It's meant for a very, if you're the type of person that doesn't ever open junk mail, then you're not a prospect for direct response.
Sure.
It's been very effective, and there's been actually a lot of big products that have come from direct response. But yeah, then it translates into infomercials, which is TV, and we've all seen those. Mm-hmm. And then essentially infomercials, it translates into online, which is essentially a similar format, where, you know, there's testimony. You see the formula if you kind of dig into it a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a story of how the product, there's usually a guru, not all the time, but, and then there's essentially the testimonials and the product itself. But you know, everyone's heard of OxyClean.
Yeah.
That came from a direct response type of format, obviously, Billy Mays. Icy Hot came from direct response as well back in the day. So yeah.
I guess it does seem kind of like an old school approach. Before I ask the real question that I originally had, I kind of want to know, like, how has it evolved? Like, I mean, you do digital marketing as well. So like, has this direct response, you know, obviously from paper junk mail, like you say, or like infomercials, has it evolved to like adapt to a new digital environment? Or is it just really like the same old school approach?
No, I mean, it's definitely adapted. The principles are generally the same. But your goal is to get as much inside the needs of the prospect as possible on a very personal level. So, you know, if you're selling, and I'm just going to throw this as an example, if you're selling a supplement that helps with hair restoration, or even say something more personal like erectile dysfunction, you can essentially through this format, have a conversation with the prospect about things that are so personal they wouldn't really talk about with their friends and sometimes even their family. So the general idea of direct response has not. The tools themselves have.
So it is
an old school approach, but the bottom line is that we all have needs. We all purchase because of emotion. We back it up with logic. And we don't like to feel like we're being sold. So that's where the long form comes in, is okay. It doesn't generally just throw out a, hey, buy this. It's an easing in type of process.
You're identifying with the advertisement as you go into it more. Is that kind of the idea?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's easing them in. And as someone goes through the format, they usually decide at some point, depending on the content, oh, this is for me or it isn't for me. If it's for them, they're captivated and they're in and you've got them. But if it's not for them, then that's where you see the bounces, you know?
So I guess that would lead to my question. What are the best industries that benefit from direct response, and how would they find it? And like, maybe I have this question somewhere else. So let's just start with that. What are the best industries that benefit from direct response marketing?
Yeah, generally it's going to be products, or certain types of services. But I'll say that the biggest industries are, say, health and supplements. Finances is actually huge. BizOp, which is, you know, business opportunities, or learn to start your own business, or but it's even branched into pet products. The prepper market's big for direct response now. Self-help, you know, even self-help and spiritual info products. Really anyone who has a high quality product that you can't really get anywhere else. And it's more of a niche market type of thing. If you can't compete with the big guys, then direct response is generally, can be a good way to go depending on your market.
Okay. And like, that's really interesting. I wonder, I mean, those are the industries that typically do it. Do you think personally, I guess from your experience and your expertise, that there could be other types of companies that would benefit from it just based on how you know that it works, even though they're not maybe leveraging it right now?
It's really hard to say. Really what comes first is the market.
Mm-hmm.
The market first. Does somebody want the product? Is there a need there for it? Unfortunately, if you have a product that nobody wants or doesn't sell well, you can't hit the direct response button and make it sell, just like you can't with any other platform.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's more so a case by case basis. But there's a lot of advantages if you don't have the budget to compete with on the Amazon platform. Yeah, you can generally get some good results in testing. You can test the product very quickly.
And so what are some of the results that you're able to see from these campaigns? Like, what, I guess maybe before that, like, what is the process? So you create a campaign, does it go out through email? Like, how does it get disseminated? And then what are some of the results that you can get? And obviously I did see like that, you know, responses from direct response is actually like almost immediate. So you know if the campaign's successful or not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can know. If the campaign's successful, I was talking to a cold traffic agency the other day. They said within 72 hours, you'll know, sometimes 48 hours. But essentially the process is, you know, if you have a product and you have a story, you have testimonials, if you have people who've used it, if you think you wanted to give the product a shot, then at that point, you know, you would approach a copywriter, a direct response copywriter. They would, and I'm making a short version of this, they would kind of be able to develop a script, get everything going. And then you're talking about video production. You have to have a lot of pieces together to be able to do it correctly. You have to have somebody who's really good at cold traffic. You have to either have a good email list or access to affiliates. And essentially you everything revolves around that main funnel, the video sales letter or the sales landing page.
And this is more a self-promotion question, but like, do you get the email? Is it something, the email list, is that something that the customer usually already has, or is it something you guys generate?
If they don't have an email list, what generally they might want to do is they can start with affiliates. Yeah, if you don't have an email list, you can still launch a product. You can launch it through affiliates if you can get an affiliate network going, and through cold traffic. You just have to have the money to be able to spend, you know, on cold traffic advertising. The other option you can do is if you wanted to take a slower approach, you could start with a lead magnet, which is, you know, a free report or bonus or something, and start building a list. But yeah, you can launch a product without a list.
Okay.
It's just going to cost.
Right. Cause you're essentially paying for the advertising part then.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Well, how can we determine if direct response is the type, a type of marketing that we want to do? Like, how do we know we should explore direct response opportunity?
I would say, and I'll go back to this, do you have a quality and unique product? Is there something about your product that somebody can't get just anywhere? Do you want to know immediately if it works? And then I would ask, I'll add to that. Do you want to know if it works immediately rather than having to wait for branding to do its thing? Because as you know, branding can take quite a while.
Of course.
Are you operating on a smaller budget when you can't compete with brands? If you can't compete with brands, then direct response can generally get you quicker results and measurable results. So that's some of the things I would ask.
You threw out budget a few times, that it's kind of a less expensive route. Could you give us like an idea of what direct response campaigns cost?
Yeah. You're looking at it, and it varies by copywriter. It varies by process. But so if you already have a product, that's different. But I'll throw this out there. Say you want to develop a product and a supplement and get it going. You would start, if you're starting from literally from ground zero, you're probably looking at about, okay, to develop everything and get it launched, probably about $50,000. Okay. If you already have a product, then all you have to do at that point is hire a copywriter. And you do have to go through some of the video production if you're doing video sales letter. But yeah, you can get it launched pretty quickly, generally for under $20,000.
And that would be for the whole campaign.
Yeah, that would generally be for the whole campaign. There might be some compliance people you have to pay along the way. But generally with direct response, the goal is to get at least 10 times your investment.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, this is actually a really interesting way. If you're, like you mentioned, from ground zero, launching something completely from scratch, it's an interesting like kind of method of doing that. That's like almost like a startup strategy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And direct response, I mean, it is very effective. You know, we've, for example, for a client, we recently had a funnel done for, it was actually in a specialty eye bag cream. Right now they're scaling on Facebook ads, cold traffic, 10,000 a day in revenue.
Wow.
So, you know, if it still keeps to that trend, we're looking at 3 million, you know, this year. If it all comes down to connecting properly with the prospect. You know, there was an email I wrote a couple months back when we did some optimization on someone's video sales letter, just on the first couple minutes, the lead. And then I wrote an email that was catered to that. And we generated $18,000 for a client in one day, just by optimizing it properly. So there's a lot of potential.
Cool. Wow. That is really interesting. I just find this, you know, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast. I just found that I feel like it's like an untapped, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like it's kind of an untapped area that I don't really hear much about until I started talking to you about it, which we kind of, you know, worked our way into it from a digital marketing conversation. So I don't know that I would even have approached you about direct response because I didn't really know that people are still doing this type of marketing or how effective it is. So it's like really interesting to see the kinds of results that you can see in a really short period of time, and makes me want to do something in relation to direct response.
Yeah. And to give you a quick anecdote, that one of the clients that I worked for, I had no part in this product, unfortunately. I'd love to say that. But so a couple of years ago, they launched a weight loss product. You know, the one who the co-CEO who was owner, or excuse me, who actually wrote the funnel, he was in the line at the grocery store. He saw that there was a certain nutrient that actually would help with fat loss, that this Harvard study. He wrote the funnel in 3 days. They developed the product, which that takes a little bit of time, but they developed the product, launched it out. And I'm not kidding, that I was told that this product made $48 million in revenue in 1 year.
Wow. So
that's how powerful it can be. Now that's an atypical result.
And that's a successful, extremely successful result. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it goes to show you the power of this platform if used properly.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of reminds me of crowdfunding, to be honest.
Yeah.
you know, it could be really, really successful, or it could just fall flat.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And that does happen too.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. Thank you so much for your time today and sharing this different marketing approach. I think it's definitely worth knowing or understanding different marketing strategies and what you could tap into if you're a new brand or if you're even an existing brand who's looking for new options. I think this is really interesting. I would love to do just a little plug of where people can find you and how they can contact you. Obviously, we'll have your information in the show notes, but can you give us a little primer on where people can find you?
Yeah. If you go to PluralCopy, plural is in like not singular. So plural, the word pluralcopy.com. You can actually go to our website. It's very minimalist. It's literally just one page. It kind of represents who we are. And we're straight to the point. You'll get everything you need to know about us on that page. And if you want to talk to one of us, just go ahead and click there and then just give us an email and we'd be glad to talk about copy, any pointers, or see what we can do for you.
Yeah, great. That sounds awesome. So if you guys want to learn more about Ryan and his team at Plural, please visit PluralCopy, PluralCopy.com, and discover how to either work with a direct response copywriter or to increase your business revenue 10 times, which I think is kind of crazy, but it works. So it's cool to see. Do you guys have examples there too on your site of, you know, projects you've worked on?
Actually, you know, we were talking about that yesterday. We might throw a little page on there with some examples because we have plenty.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go on there and email me, I'd be glad to send you some examples. Very proud of our work.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Visit our show notes for more information on how to reach Ryan and to see if direct response may be an interesting option for you. As always, we appreciate show feedback, suggestions, and any topics that you might be interested in hearing more about. Email me at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com or contact us through the website. You can find this episode's show notes on thesilvertelegram.com/thePR Playbook Podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great week.